You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Do you ever feel overlooked and underappreciated, or feel like you live in someone else's shadow, or find yourself stuck in the middle of the pack, unable to set yourself apart? You're not alone. Help is just a tail wag away. Now, I'm no pet shrink, but I do recognize that dogs, cats, and other cool critters have feelings too. Like us, they feel happy, sad, goofy, and lonely. And they can teach us a lot about life. On today's show, we have a very special poodle named Dolly, out with a book appropriately called, What About Me? I'm Here Too. Okay, dogs make lousy typists. Dolly's message was captured and put into the pages of a beautiful book by her two-legged mom, Kathy Conheim, with the help of the author, B.J. Gallagher. Kathy and Dolly are here on today's show. Welcome, Kathy.
Thanks. It's good to be here, Arden.
I'm glad. You know, I hopefully Dolly's right next to you, right?
Dolly is right next to me, and hopefully she's not going to bark during the show, but she might.
Hey, you know, Dolly probably has plenty to yap about. I mean, after all, she's got a lot to say in her book. So if she wants to yap, hey, this is a pet show. Bring it on.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to find out Dolly's message and what she's trying to unleash to the world and how this poodle can make each and every one of us feel special right after this commercial break. So sit and stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones, actually. Sit and stay. O-Behave will be right back.
From Paris, New York, and around the globe, get ready for the hip, the trendy, the uber cool, where pets rule. If you've got a passion for pet fashion and a flair for animal wear, this is the ultimate place to take a peek at what's chic in the world of designer pet fashion and cool new pet products. The Pet Set, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. O-Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now, back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the O-Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our special guest today is Kathy Conheim, a California woman who puts the C in caring and compassion with a dose of creativity. Way back when O-Behave first aired, Kathy was one of my first guests, and she wanted to share with the world about her very special three-legged cat named Henry. Now, Kathy's back with a tale to tell about her dog, Dolly. Wow, two pet celebrities in one household? Not bad, Kathy.
I'm not that sure they're pet celebrities. I think it took Dolly about 4 years to say, hey, seriously, what about me?
After answering
33,000 letters for Henry, she thought it was her turn, and she had a special message for humans and animals.
Well, I agree. So let's speed forward. Let's do a little background check for the two people on the planet that don't know who Henry is. Bring us up to speed about Henry, how Henry came into your life, and I promise you, Dolly, this show's for you, but we got to bring people up to speed.
Okay. In 2004, after the Cedar Fires, I had a home that was not burned, and it housed many other people. And a cat, actually four cats, came to be on the property, a feral cat. And one of them got injured, long and short, had to have an amputation. But I'm a dog person, dog-only person, for almost 65 years of my life. So I wasn't about to have a cat, except the choice was euthanize or amputate. And Henry stared into my heart and my eyes and said, please don't put me in a permanent nap. So Henry's life got saved, and then he decided to have a mission to help others who perhaps were not as fortunate as he was. And into our lives walked this three-legged animal who can run as fast as anybody. And he started writing his adventures, and I started helping him to answer them. And now to date, we've answered 33,000 letters.
Oh, my gosh.
His story and workbooks are going to the families of our military who are coming back wounded to help people deal with their feelings of woundedness and despair. Mm-hmm. And Henry sort of become this icon of resiliency and beating the odds and hopefulness and making sure that you can do things and it's not what happens to you in life, but your response to it that makes the difference in who you are in the world.
Well, you have that favorite line, you have to play the paw you're dealt.
You've got it.
You've taught
me.
Even
if you're minus one.
Yeah. Well, now, Henry has two books and workbooks out, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so let's go ahead and let's run down those titles.
First book is Henry's World, A Three-Legged Cat's View of the Absurdity of Humanity. And the second one is What's the Matter with Henry, The True Tale of a Three-Legged Cat. And each of these books, although they're about Henry and Dolly, they're really stories told for humans around healing and resiliency and what we need to learn from animals, and they're told through a dog and cat. So there's no requirement that you love dogs or cats, although I can't imagine anybody not doing that, to get the lessons of what these critters have to teach us. So Henry's become sort of the national therapet. He's there for people in all sorts of situations as an unconditionally loving voice who doesn't charge any money and doesn't have any medical diagnosis. He's just a cat, you know, and he speaks from the heart, and that seems to resonate with tens of thousands of people through this country.
Well, he also has a nice bit of a catitude, too.
Well, he does have that. But Dolly's developed a dogitude in response to that. Because one of the things that happens, Arden, is when you have a stability in any kind of situation, a household, and then something happens that upsets it. What happened is Henry came in and Henry was wounded. And Henry got a lot of attention at first. And Dolly was used to being an only pet. And she didn't want a brother and she didn't want a cat. But we told her to be good and take care of him. So she was very kind to him for the first 3 months when he had his bandages and he was clearly wounded. And then she got weary of being a good little fur nurse. She wanted him to go back to wherever he came from in the forest.
I could just see Dolly with a little cat bag packed by the door, a little portable litter box, you know, saying,
"That's right. She
nice,
had everything.
Nice visit. See ya."
She was going to be a very good girl, but she didn't know how long she had to be a very good girl, which was forever. And the story really mirrors what happens when someone feels invisible in any family. There's 9.3 million chronically ill children in this country, and all of those kids need very special attention, and most of those kids have siblings.
Good point.
And their feelings get to be invisible, and that's very costly when people or animals don't express emotions. Animals get it. They meow, they woof. They don't have all these layers of protection that says we don't express what we really feel. You'll know with Dolly and Henry when they're sad or mad or upset or anything, they just let you know. Humans, for some reason, have various layers of what we call protection, but that protection actually makes us sick. Holding feelings in is not a good thing.
Good point, yeah.
And what we end up having is one major outlet that we allow for all sorts of vulnerable feelings, and that outlet is anger, and that's dangerous. You know, we can be terrified or ashamed or sad or depressed or scared or angry or worried or all these things, and they all come out as mad. And that would be a little like if you had an amplifier and it had only one circuit open but seven circuits were meant for the sound, you'd have very distorted sound. You'd never have music. We need to open the channels for feelings, even the hard ones, so that there is a voice and a visibility for humans that are hurting. And Dolly gives that permission to open those channels, and with her feelings and her story, she says to the reader, this is just being normal. If you have these feelings of confusion and insecurity and loss, you know what? You're just human in that way. And it comes down...
Yeah,
go ahead.
Right. You do have in your book, it is called What About Me? I'm Here Too, written by you and B.J. Gallagher. You do have Dolly's Kibble for Thought, just like you did for Henry. So I think this is a perfect segue to talk a little bit from the dog point of view, if you will, how these emotions are universal.
Okay, all the emotions that we deal with come down to a very simple phrase. You can't manage what you can't mention. So we have to give names to feelings. Dolly's Kibble for Thought are first and foremost is accept your feelings. You know, everybody has happy and unhappy and all sorts of different feelings, and both are okay, and that just makes you human. When we try to only have one set, we sort of distort things and things become not okay. So her number one kibble for thought is accept your feelings, all of them. You can feel anyway. You can't always act on those feelings, but you can have them. And you can find avenues of words and pictures and drawings and music and all sorts of ways to put them out in the world. The second one is share your feelings with somebody who loves you. You know, go to the people who love you and have time to listen. And if no one's around at the time, write down your feelings, draw pictures about how you're feeling, listen to a piece of music that makes you feel the same way. Some way that you get them out of you. Because sometimes bad feelings can be like a toxin, and just like when you're food poisoning, you want to get it out. You have to get rid of it.
Kind of like a dog shaking after a bath, right?
Right. It's like, that's enough of that water. That's enough of that. Another big one, and this is a cultural difficulty, is we need to ask for help. Help me are words of strength, not weakness. And you need to ask people if you need attention, if you need a hug, if you need anything. The worst that can happen is they say no, but if you don't ever ask, you have a constant no. So we want people to understand that help me are signs of strength, and they're making your world better because you're seeking out the kind of help that you need. Another biggie is, guess what? As much as we try, nobody's perfect.
Oh, come on! I thought you were.
Except you, maybe. But sometimes,
I'm perfectly imperfect.
Sometimes the people you love will just disappoint you or even hurt you, and that doesn't mean they don't love you and they don't care. It'd be great if you could forgive them and give them another chance, because we all want to just be loved the way we are, and sometimes we're not perfect. You know, we make
mistakes. My brother just came to visit from D.C., and this will make him listen to the show now, but I love him, and I love him probably because he's not perfect, and I love him even more because he knows I'm not perfect either. So
that's a wonderful union, because what you end up saying is we can look at all of the ways that you may be aggravating or nudgy or whatever it is, but the essential you, I love.
That's right.
The part without all these behaviors that you're doing the oh behave things for, inside on a heart level, good person.
Yeah, he's a good bro.
And that's what makes the difference. And the last one in her little book is that feelings can change. You know, sometimes it's a bad time in our life, and we don't get along with everybody just because we're blood relatives. And you don't have to love them all the time, but you can't hurt them. You can't do bad things to them. You can talk about your feelings. And usually, in the expression of those feelings, you can change things. And that's what Dolly's found. Henry's here to stay. And you know, she let us know that she wanted her walks as frequently as she used to have them, and we needed to be more timely with her breakfast, and we needed to pay more attention to her. And then she was a happy camper. But it's easy to get lost in the needs of some trauma.
We're speaking with Kathy Conheim. She is the author of her latest book, What About Me? I'm Here Too. It's a story of Dolly, but it's also a bigger story about every one of us and how we don't have to lead invisible lives. We all have things to give and to share with others. And I wanted to ask you, do you think sometimes having Dolly give the message makes it sound less preachy than if, say, it was a book, a self-help book that you authored?
Absolutely. And one of the things that has amazed me in this last 4.5 years is the power of animals for healing instead of all the white coat people. And it's because animals speak with that half-child voice and animal voice of innocence and non-judgment. So I've been doing therapy for 35 years, which makes me a very old person. But above and beyond that, I am stunned at the vulnerability and openness. Some of these people have written 200 or 300 times to Dolly or Henry.
Wow.
Of just the heart openness that comes because there are no judgments. There's unconditional love and there's acceptance. We don't know, Henry and Dolly and me, who these pets are that are writing or who the people are, or where they live or anything. We know their story, and we know they need to be talked to and listened to. Mm-hmm. And I can do way more being a scribe for Dolly and Henry than I can as a white coat psychologist type. Mm-hmm. And that's been a great surprise to me. I mean, I always knew that all of us talk to our pets in a different voice. Even, you know, the president, I'm sure, is talking to Beau in a different voice. But if you can capture that moment of that vulnerability when you talk to your pet in that childlike voice, that's the way Henry and Dolly answer people. And mm-hmm. that's what makes it work. They teach us understanding, and they teach us patience, and they teach us compassion. And there's a sort of innocence. When somebody says to me, I just lost it yesterday, I know what that means, but Henry doesn't. He asks, what did you lose? Did you let it happen? And then somebody answers something like, I lost joy. And then Henry can ask, what's joy? Well, if I were doing that, it would be mocking. But
yeah.
Henry and Dolly want to know what those things are.
That's a
so
good
they
point.
They have permission to ask.
Well, we're going to learn more about this message of these cool critters named Dolly and Henry and how we can all be better off by having them in our world and in our hearts right after we pay for this show. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Time for a walk on the red carpet, of course. All Behave will be back in a flash right after these messages.
Passengers, please fasten your seatbelts, put your seatbags and sleeping pets in their full upright position, and prepare for takeoff.
Pet Life Radio presents Travel Tales, the show where you'll get great travel ideas on perfect places for you and your pet. From Paris to paradise, south of the border to the South Seas, Travel Tales will give you cool tips on fun vacation destinations to travel with your pet, pet-friendly hotels, and advice on how to travel safely and happily with your furry best friends. So, get ready to pack the bags and the bones with your Travel Tales hosts, Susan Sims and Nicholas Veslowski, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com. We're back from the lot. Just checked the paper and we had a record showing at the box. The letterbox, that is. Now back to O'Behave. Here's Arden.
Welcome back to the O'Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Our special guests today are Kathy Conheim and her cool poodle, Dolly. Hey, Dolly, giving you a big paws up. You know I'm the treat lady when I come visit you.
You got that right. Where are you, she says.
She goes, where's my treat?
Right.
It's coming, it's coming. Anyway, the book is called What About Me? I'm Here Too. And it is a message being delivered through a gorgeous poodle by the name of Dolly. Let's have a little bio on Dolly. How old is Dolly now and how
Dolly's
did you
get Dolly? Dolly's going to be 8 in January. She's a okay. small standard, weighs about 30 pounds, black poodle. Very agile and very athletic. And just wants to reach out and make a difference and become part of the healing team of the household. One of the things I should say is that there's all the money that comes from any of the sale of these books, every penny above the printing costs, goes to animals anywhere in the world, or now we're extending to kids, too, who are hurt, who need the books and need the message. So we're not trying to make a buck. We're trying to make a difference. And that's a big deal to Henry and Dolly because they don't, you know, they do get their treats and they have their little allowance, but aside from that, they want to share and give back. And I think right now we have a country that's yelling, hey, what about me? Where's my bailout? Where's my this? Where's this? How come I'm invisible? Mm-hmm. And I think this message right now says, if we make somebody visible to us, maybe it's a neighbor, maybe it's a little old lady, maybe it's whoever, and we reach out to that one person, together we can all start to have our needs met. Together we can be more visible as a whole. And that's really the message of these animals and the profits is to go back to some invisible animals, maybe in a shelter in a little town that doesn't have any money. But all the profits from the books go to those places anywhere in the country, animal shelters anywhere in the world can use these books at our cost, keep the money for their shelter regionally, wherever they are. Henry and Dolly are very trusting. There's no bookkeeping. Buy them at cost, sell them retail, keep all the money, and help your animals.
Let's go into that. How does someone get copies of these books? How much do they cost? Let's go through the whole thing.
Okay. It's Dolly's site is under construction, so Henry's sharing his
okay.
with her. But you can go to dollysworld.com, and you'll get taken to her brother's site, or henrysworld.org. And the people say, well, why aren't your books in a bookstore? And the answer is because the profits would go to the bookstores, not to animals. So
okay.
really the only way you can find these books is on the Internet or by word of mouth, you know, with a post office box in La Jolla. And that's the way people order them. They're both $20. There's $12 profit on Henry's book, and there's $10 on Dolly's, because we just printed them.
How much is Dolly's? I'm sorry.
They're both $20.
Uh-huh.
And the profit that's for the animals is $12 on Henry's book and $10 on Dolly's.
Okay.
Because everything's more expensive since we printed Henry's.
Yeah.
So for every book that somebody buys of Henry's, 12 of those dollars go to animals.
Great.
And 10 of them go for Dolly's book. So you not only are getting a delightful, wonderful book to learn lessons, but you're getting to feel I've made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, what we're asking people to do is say, buy Dolly's books for $10 and give them to hospitals, give them to libraries, give them to teachers to teach the lessons. So that one $10 book might be read by 300 or 400 children for only $10.
Good point.
And that's a really big deal to say, we have to heal each other, we have to reach out, and we have to do it one animal, one child, one person at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their message. It's overwhelming when you think how to cure the whole world. I don't know how to do that. But when one person writes, Henry or Dolly answers that one person. And when one book goes out this door, there's $10 or $12 that go to animals somewhere who don't know Henry and Dolly but are grateful that there's somebody that cares that they have food. So we can all make a difference, Arden. And that's really the message of make visible those around you. Don't walk by your neighbors and wonder who's in that house. There may be somebody who needs a meal or who's sick or who's mm-hmm. hurt or who's something. And you don't have to do everything. One of Henry's kibble for thought is, just because you can't do everything doesn't give you permission to do nothing. Each of us
what a smart cat.
Yeah, he's a smart cat. He's an activist from way back. You know, I think people end up saying, because I can't do everything, I feel like, therefore, my little something won't matter. And in Henry's and Dolly's view, there's no such thing as anything that is too little to make a difference. One kibble, one can of food, one whatever, whether it's a dime, a dollar, $5. It always breaks my heart when somebody sends a dollar or $5 and apologizes. And Henry always says, don't ever apologize. You've just made a difference to somebody. And I think we get so overwhelmed by the enormity of our problems that we forget if we just each do our little piece, mm-hmm. we will make a better world together. And that's what Henry and Dolly's mission is.
Yeah, I like in the workbook with Henry's Kibble for Thought, you even quote an exchange from Winnie the Pooh saying, with our basic needs, lots of people talk to animals, said Pooh. Not that many listen, though. That's the problem.
And
I think your dog
problem.
And your cat are really going to make are making a difference.
Well, listening is what we all want to be heard and we all want to be seen. And that's what these books are out in the world for, to help humans with their healings of visibility, particularly the littlest soldiers of this war, which are the children of the wounded coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. We already have 3,500 of Henry's books and workbooks in our wounded warriors' hands to help mm-hmm. their children deal with, oh dear, life is different. You know, daddy or mommy is not the way they were when they left. Kids
mm-hmm.
think when you come home, everything's going to be fine. Well, it's the beginning of a different kind of war. And these animals are here to help our wounded warriors. They help us in our country, and it's our turn to give back to them. So if Dolly and Henry have their way, every wounded family coming back from this war will have a kit with a tape and a puppet and a book and a workbook. Mm-hmm. And that's our goal. And we just do it one person at a time.
Like you mentioned earlier, for over 30 years, you have been a psychotherapist, and you've created a lot of movements to help recognize, you know, women and everything. And here you are, I'm not trying to age you. This is not a cut down, but you're almost, you know, like Colonel Sanders from Kentucky Fried Chicken. He got that secret recipe later in life, and it sounds like you've got a recipe for joy, compassion later in life.
Well, I think it's important, and I think it's important at every stage of life that we feel empowered. We tell our own story. You know, Henry's book began the story that every person's life deserves a novel, and you ought to be the lead in your own story. So tell your story to people. They won't know it. You know, if you're silent, they think you're snooty and you're really just shy. And there's all sorts of things that people make up stories about. So put your story out there and tell people, you know, what your issues are and what you need. And most of all, ask for help if you need it. A whole lot of people want to make a difference and they want to feel empowered to do that, but they don't know what to do. So tell them, I need a hug. I need this. I need one can of cat food. You know, whatever it is you need, ask somebody. It's not
Yeah, it is hard, though, because you feel like you're weak when you ask. But you're saying, actually, you're not. You're strong.
It's a cultural bias that says, help me is a sign of weakness. Those who really know their value and can stand on their two feet know that help me are words of strength. I feel solid. I know that I'm okay. I'm just asking for help around this specific thing. I'm not a helpless person. I'm asking for help around something that I need right now. And that's different from being helpless.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the messages of the books is we're helpless when we don't have a voice. You know, we become invisible and then everything starts going down. So Dolly and Henry have this mission, and it just turns out that this was the true story of what happened to them. You know, it was sort of an accidental national project, but as a psychologist, I got to see, gosh, this is what's happening in the world. Why don't these animals tell their story, because it's powerful, and humans hear it better from animals than they do from you and me. Now, hopefully that's not true on OBehave, but other than that, they love hearing it from the animals, because the animals make sense.
Well, I also love the illustrations, the photos. I mean, I have a feeling, if you ever printed out every photo that you have had taken of Henry and Dolly, it would fill a mountain. But this book, What About Me? I'm Here Too, The Story of Dolly. You did a beautiful job with the photos and the illustrations, and I guess you did ask for help. So you want to give a little shout out to some of the
Absolutely. Bob Walker is the designer of this book. And let me tell you, when you do 84 pages and you just have a black poodle, it's a little hard to get all the emotions that you want to tell a story with. But Bob is brilliant as a designer. And, you know, he can make my ordinary pictures look good. And he can take a few extraordinary ones himself. So these books are a result of many people helping us. Mercedes Cerrone translated this book and Henry's book into Spanish, so a whole other part of our population can hear this message. So both books are now bilingual. Both workbooks will be bilingual, so that we want to be inclusive. And I think that's the other message in this world that's so divisive. You know, Dolly and Henry are not Democrats or Republicans. They're not Hispanic, black, white, pro. They're just sort of ordinary animals reaching out to people. And I think that's what makes it work.
I think that's true. And then you also had Tim Britton and B.J. Gallagher, too, right?
Absolutely. To help Tim did the first book, Henry's World, with me. And B.J. is invaluable in her wonderful way of taking a story that I make that's 102 pages and making it in simpler words. She's a wonderful writer. The only one I know who did six books in the last 6 months except for you. So you and BJ are running some sort of contest for publishing the most books in a short time.
But no, BJ, we're trying to have the honor of world's strongest typing fingers.
Well, you do. I'm impressed with both of you. She released six this spring, and you were right up there. So BJ is a very important part of how we get our message out. She's a great animal lover. One dog just came into her life later. She's always been a cat person. And I met BJ through Henry's letters. Her cat Punky wrote, and that's how we came to know each other, and there ensued a collaboration. So the world grows, and everybody helps everybody, and here we are, and somewhere on the internet, the show will go out, and there'll be thousands of other people that will find Henry and Dolly. And that's sort of magical when you think about it.
Oh, I think so, too. Again, we're speaking with Kathy Conheim. She is a very talented psychotherapist, cat lover. Can't believe it after 60 years of being only a dog lover.
And a change agent. Just simpler. I'm a change agent. Whatever hat I wear, my interest is in being a change agent and making things happen.
That's a good term. I like that, change agent.
A catalyst and a change agent is sort of a nice inclusive title. But the only place that people can find these animals is either dollysworld.org or henrysworld.org. No apostrophe.
And people can write because they both have a lot of paw pals, right?
Oh, they have thousands of paw pals, and I have a brace on my hand. I keep telling the dog and cat, you've got seven paws between you. Start typing.
And they go, that's the thumb. I don't have a thumb.
It doesn't work, and maybe your animals are more helpful, but mine just dictate.
Oh, mine are goofy. You know, my furry Fab Four, they're like, yeah, nice try, Ard. We got you. We got the majority here. I live
people
for them.
People say, you own Henry and Dolly? I say, no, they own me. If you look at what I do 10 hours a day, the concept that I own them is sort of silly.
Well, I like how you call yourself a cat scribe, and I guess you're going to have to be now a dog scribe
as
well.
I'm a dog scribe and a cat scribe. I'm branching out at 65. This older person is getting to have a little variety.
That's great. You know,
I won't
again,
tell the licensing board in Sacramento. I don't think they have a category for licensing for cat scribes and dog scribes.
Well, we can talk to Arnold and see what he has to say.
That would be a good idea.
Yeah, like we're so close, you know. We are speaking with Kathy Conheim. She's our guest. She was here months ago when we first launched Obehave for her story about her three-legged cat, Henry. She's back with her dashing dog, Dolly, who is a poodle who's written the book, What About Me? I'm Here Too. You can get all the books and help everybody on the planet, one person, one pet at a time. Just go to henrysworld.org and soon to come, dollysworld.org. All profits from each of these, all of these books go to help people and pets. So it's really a nice thing that you were doing, Kathy, and I'm very, very honored and blessed that you came back on the show.
Well, we're delighted. We're thrilled to be one of your first shows, and now Dolly's very impressed since you've had so many important people to have her name up there with Betty White and Rachel Ray and all these people that you've had. She's just thrilled. She says to her brother quietly, "Na na 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 na." And I tell her it's okay to feel that way, but she can't. She can only say it quietly and walk in the next room.
Yeah, I can see her doing the Dolly dance. I'm dancing.
That's okay. As soon as she's zipped into her kennel at night, Henry comes out and goes, "Na na 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 na."
That's right. That's right. Well, thank you.
They've learned to coexist.
That's right. It's never boring in the Conheim household, that's for sure,
never.
When you have Henry and Dolly.
That's
well, thank you again for being on our show, Kathy. I want everyone to dash out. I want to please tell all of Henry and Dolly's pals about Obehave. We'd love to have more people helping to spread the message about how doggone lucky and how much of a perfect life we could have if we just honored the messages that our pets are giving us.
Well, they're going to purr and woof all over the world, but Obehave is the show to listen to.
All right.
We'll be watching. You never can tell.
You never can tell. Well, thank you again, Kathy, for being on the show. I also, at this time, want to thank my cool producer, Mark Winter. He makes this show happen each and every week. And, I thank all of you for tuning in. If you have any questions, comments, or show ideas, please email me at arden@ardenmore.com. And don't forget to go on the PetLifeRadio.com site and take our listener survey. It's really fun and easy. And we have unleashed a few new shows on the network. So we've got something for everyone. So please tune in to PetLifeRadio.com. So until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words for all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
Coast to coast and around the world, it's Obehave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. Obehave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, this is the place for a special paparazzi treat. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.